Hi, everyone. My name is Shirelles Khan. I'm business and executive coach and an author. I'd like to welcome you all to my show, The Positivity Initiative. This is the episode number 2. Today, we'll be talking about quarantine schedules and how we're going to cope with these stay-home schedules while under lockdown in circumstances of the COVID-19 virus, better known as Corona. So, firstly, since we're talking about quarantine schedules, I'd like you to take out a piece of plain white paper or a calendar, so we can do some exercises, or if not, you can download TimeTune, which is a wonderful application from Google Play Store or from any your Apple Store. I've been using TimeTune, and it's a very helpful application. So what you need to do is write down, your wake-up time, what time you'll get up in the morning. I'll explain to you my schedule, and then you could probably utilize some tips from my schedule to develop a schedule for yourself. So, for example, I wake up at, 6 a.m., and then I sometimes pray, or I do exercise and meditation. So, so I spend like a good hour, doing either prayer, exercise, meditation. It's a good form to just to start your day. Then I get into the shower, take a hot shower followed by a cold shower. Which this cold shower does is actually it's really good for your neurosis. It calms your nerves. It reprograms and rewires your brain. And it's really good for conditioning your brain at optimal level. Then I around about 7, I get a healthy breakfast. Starting off with a good amount of water. If you're a man, I think I'd suggest you to take around about 3 liters of water. If you're a woman, around about 2 liters of water. Then, you kind of build up a nice breakfast, which is built on boosters for immunity. Like, it should be full of antioxidants like berries, almonds, garlic. Then you could look into, fibers like spinach, apples, eggs, aubergines, or better known as eggplants. You could also use fish like salmon, which has got a lot of omega-3 and good fat, So, eggs, which contains choline and protein, and then followed by a nice glass of coffee or green tea. So, try to get a right amount of carbohydrates, right amount of protein, right amount of fiber. So, that's what builds up a good day, so you have enough energy to carry out your tasks for the day. Then I usually sit down around about 7:30, and I develop a routine for daily reflection and strategy, what I need to do from day to day. I log it down into a journal. I do a couple of gratitude exercises, being thankful for what I have and what I want to achieve. So gratitude is a great way to start off a day. And then, I look at, the usual activities for the day. I divide them, the activities according to the time required in terms of priority. And then I plan ahead. I also make a meal schedule. I also check of the kind of supplies I need to have and stocked at home. If I don't, I need to replenish. I need to plan ahead. So, during these times, I think looking at your supply stock is also important. Remember to be kind and gracious and be considerate of other people, not to hoard too much of groceries. Let other people have their share as well. And there'll be plenty for all. So think win-win. Then I could commence my work from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. I make sure that I have quiet place, a place which I can focus. Remember that focus demands sacrifice. So you need to find a quiet place where no one can disturb you. Put on some, try to create a nice environment so you can create a nice productivity flow. You know, induce some scented candles or maybe some focus music. And then, time yourself, keep breaks in between for water, coffee, or maybe something light, snack like a healthy granola bar. You could also use Pomodoro, which is a technique that you take 25 minutes in and then you take a 5-minute break. So that's another technique. There's another application for Pomodoro. You can download that if you like. Usually during these first 4 hours of the day, I usually spend in terms of answering emails or writing reports, because this is the time where there's a lot of creative flow, there's a lot of creative juices coming on early in the morning, and it helps get the essentials done. Around about 12, I start preparing for lunch. So between 12 and 1, I try to prepare lunch according to what's required for that day. And I do usually have a meal plan. So, I get up and start preparing meals. Around about 1, I kind of have my meal and take around about 30 minutes. Just, ease out, I don't rush through the meals because, it's about eating mindfully and mindful eating. It's not about how much you eat, but how mindful you eat, and also trying to enjoy food. Then after my meal, generally, I have some green tea, a little bit of water, a little bit of green tea, a small brisk walk or a meditation for 10-15 minutes. I then begin work around about 2 p.m. That's when I keep all my team meetings. I call client calls. I schedule my meetings for for the rest of the week. I kind of use a combination of Zoom or Slack to manage my teamwork with my collaborations with my colleagues as well as my clients. Very useful tools. Around about 4 p.m., I kind of tend to take around about 30 minutes to 60 minutes naps, depending on how I feel. And then, I wake up at 5. I kind of do an end of the day activity report, check on what's required, what's been done today, what's needed to be completed, just get a summary of it, log it down in my journal, just wind up any tasks or any last minute emails for the day, anything that is urgent, otherwise, it is pushed off to the next day. Around about 6, I head out for an evening run or some exercises. I just remember, if you are also going to go out for a walk or a run, remember to wear your mask. Precaution is very important. So around about 30 minutes to 45 minutes is what a good run is. Just to get the muscles and the adrenaline flowing and good heart flow. Around about 6:45, I take a shower for a good 15 minutes just to, cool down. And at 7, start preparing for dinner and eat dinner between 7 and 8. Around about 8 to 9 is what I call family time. Spending time with your wife, your kids. Whatever activity could be, maybe playing Scrabble or some board game, or just talking to each other. Around about 9, if you've got kids, you put them to bed. Then around about, once you've done that, you need some time to yourself. I think I would say that, you need an hour or so, which is self-dedicated time. You could actually spend it on social media, you know, catching up with friends and family, elsewhere, TV, watch some TV or some Netflix or some, you know, we bet even better do some reading, or you could work on some developing some skill. You know, there's apps like Skillshare, Udemy, and you know, there's other things. Or you could listen to some nice music, you know, on some application, or even, you know, even better if you know how to play music, you know, spend some time, you know, learning how to play music, or researching on some article or something like that, you know, something that interests you. And then you're around about 11 p.m. is what is my bedtime. So setting a bedtime is very important. So, you know, it's a very important component of sleep management. And sleep is what actually really regulates, you know, your health. So if I were to take it in a complete proportion, it's around about 40%, you know, nutrition, 40% sleep, and 20% exercise. So you understand how important sleep is. It's and sleep, you know, you need to get your REM, you know, controls all your hormones, your melatonin and serotonin. So a good night's sleep around about, you know, 6 to 8 hours is suggested. So again, you know, I wake up the next morning, you know, at 6 a.m., ready to go again. So this is pretty much what my quarantine schedule is. You could use TimeTune or, you know, just a plain piece of paper, just chalked out what how you would do it according to your schedule and according to your work, and how you would manage your kids and your family. So you know, customize your own quarantine schedule. Let me know what you think about this episode. Give me your feedback, and I'd love to hear about your schedules as well. You know, we're trying to build up a community of positivity. So stay positive, stay kind to one another, and keep your head strong. Keep on moving. Over and out. This is me signing out. Goodbye.